All right. Horrible news that we received today that Kobe Bryant has died in a helicopter crash. On the phone with us is Mark Harmon. Mark, what have you heard so far? What are the details? Because all we've heard so far is he died in a helicopter crash.
Yeah, that's really all we know here, Pete. I mean, apparently it was this morning. It was in L.A. There was five people on board. I guess the crash occurred around Calabasas. Details are sketchy, but just what a brutal, brutal loss for the sports world today. I mean, Kobe, phenomenal, phenomenal player, all-time great, right? You know, was in the arguably in the best player of all time conversation for a period there,
right?
But off the court, Pete. I mean, this guy was so creative and was going to do a ton with film and was all about giving back and just super, super smart. You know, his dad, Joe Bryant, played professional ball in Italy. So Kobe grew up there, and he could speak Italian. He was just such a unique guy. This is just brutal.
And he left, was it three daughters he had, three kids?
Yeah, I think that's right. And his wife, Vanessa, and young, there's a million pictures of him out there with his family. So,
right.
I mean, just imagine that, we talk about it all the time, right? Like, you never know when the end is coming. Tell your family and friends that you love them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here's a guy who's, early 40s, all the money in the world in the bank, all the success, all the confidence, and wanting to give back. So, and continue to be a player in the game, if you will, the player in the game of life. Brutal, absolutely brutal.
When we heard, we wanted to confirm it before we went on the air, and then, of course, ESPN confirmed it, and we made the announcement. But it was this week that, was it Friday, Thursday, or Friday night? It was yesterday that LeBron passed Kobe on the all-time list?
He passed him in points yesterday, yes. So,
jeez, man.
And LeBron, LeBron talking about him at his locker last night was pretty solemn. So much respect for Kobe. And he's talking about he was a high school kid and Kobe came to talk at one of the camps, right? And,
right.
He's just trying to soak in everything from this guy who came straight out of high school. Because, if you remember, Pete, going back then, it's very rare that guys would come straight out of high school and let alone have the impact that he had. And, I mean, what an incredible trade by the L.A. Lakers to sending Vlade Divac to Charlotte and picking him 13th. Ronnie Lester, who played for the Bulls, people might remember that name way back in the early 80s. He was a scout for the Lakers forever. And Jerry West was always a kingpin with that stuff. He's a tremendous general manager and knowing players. And they wanted Kobe Bryant number one, and they thought he was going to fall to, around 8 or 10, but they couldn't get up that high. But when they got past 10, they knew that he was going to get to 13, and they made the deal with Charlotte, and Jerry brought him to L.A. where he played his entire career. Never jumped around or anything like that. The whole him and Shaq, which, three championships there, and then
right.
I guess the falling out, and the Shaq gets traded to Miami, and he wins two more with Pau Gasol, and, finishes with five rings, one behind Mike. And I was watching All the Smoke podcast, Pete, it's Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson, they get involved in the wacky tobacco hangout and talk to NBA players. So they're like, Kobe, did you ever talk to Mike about, how you guys would match up? Does he want to have that conversation? And he's saying of course he wants to have it. My 91 Bulls versus your 04 Lakers, we would win. So, I mean, this is, he's just, what, I don't know, top 10 all-time great in the game. I mean, it's, weird thoughts that come in your head. It's like, who would have ever thought that Magic would outlive Kobe?
Right.
Like that type of stuff is like flying through my head. Crazy.
That is so true. Kobe came out, by the way, we're talking about Kobe Bryant, who passed away in a helicopter crash this morning. He came out in 96. So he played with Michael while Michael was with the Bulls for 2 years. I remember some of those matchups. And, here's a young player that just graduated from high school playing against one of the greatest players ever in the history of the NBA. And, of course, he was the NBA MVP. But, those matchups, that's all a lot of people talked about when they got together.
Right, and there's that video out there where it's like they do it to anything you can do, I can do better, you know, that, I forget who sings that song, Pete, and they show Jordan doing, you know, one of his signature moves, and they show Kobe doing the exact same move. I mean, nobody patterned their game after Michael better than Kobe did. They were mirror images in a lot of ways. And, you know, I think every kid growing up around here, right, you tried to do Jordan moves, you have the tongue out, you do the fadeaway, whatever, do the up and under reverse. I mean, not quite on the same level. Kobe Bryant had the talent to actually do it like Mike did it,
right,
which is just insane. All those guys coming up, they all worship Jordan. And, you know, rightfully so, he's Jordan. But, you know, Kobe literally became him and the competitiveness.
Right.
I would go to shoot-arounds, people, like, they, you know, 7 o'clock game, 11 o'clock guys, you know, they come in for shoot-around for 45 minutes. Most guys come in, they get a couple shots up, and then they get out of there. After the shoot-around, there's Kobe working, last guy out of the gym. It's like, in year 15, you know. So
That's what great players do, man. That's what great players do. In 2006, he scored a career-high 81 points against the Raptors. I do remember that. 81 points. One person did that on the floor. I mean, we thought it was great. What did Michael score against the Celtics in the playoffs? Was it 63? We're like, oh,
yeah,
my God.
Yeah, double overtime.
And Larry Bird called him the Black Jesus or whatever that line was by Larry Bird. But Kobe scored 81 points in a game in 2006.
Well, and everything changed as far as the game evolving, but Kobe shot the three more. I mean, Jordan obviously could hit it, but he wasn't a three-point shooter. Kobe had range and, great post-up game, off the bounce. Take it to the rim. 81 against the Raptors. I think Jalen Rose was on that team. All right, there's another Bolt reference for you.
Right.
But I think he had 60 points six different times, 50 points 25 times, 40 points. I think I read that he 64 times. Incredible scorer. Incredible defender. All of it. Great, phenomenal winner. It's kind of sad from my standpoint a little bit. It's like, I was so wrapped up and he's not better than Jordan that I didn't really, celebrate his career as it was going along because I was too competitive as a weird sports fan. So I'm trying to remind myself of that with LeBron. Just enjoy the greats when they're out there, even if they're not playing for the team that you
I agree 100%. Yeah, that's so true. Just to recap, Mark Harmon is on the phone with us. Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash in Calabasas earlier this morning. TMZ, ESPN, everyone has confirmed that he has passed away. He died in a helicopter crash. Calabasas are the hills in L.A. So he was traveling with three other people in the private helicopter, went down, fire broke out, emergency personnel showed up, but there were no survivors, which is just tragic. And I'm sure the tributes have just been pouring in today.
Yeah, it's really, it's kind of amazing just seeing from all across the land of people just saying no. Like, how many people really loved Kobe Bryant within the game and fans and the whole thing. I mean, there's just the reaction to this is huge. You kind of hope that people knew how much they were appreciated, right? I'm sure, it wasn't like Kobe was lacking for adoration wherever he went. He'd get a standing ovation, but just, it's impressive how much the NBA is reaching out right now.
I mean, besides the fact that he was this unbelievable NBA player, he was only 41.
Yeah,
I mean,
crazy, right?
He was a kid. Just, I mean, you look at his stats: 5-time NBA champion, 2-time NBA Finals MVP, most valuable player in 2008, scored 81 points in 2006. I mean, it goes on and on. There's a page of, his accolades.
Yep, and he was very involved. Again, off the court with he's doing all this creative stuff, making movies, and he was getting involved with, really doing everything that he wanted to do. He was wrapped up in his daughter's basketball. That's just rough, man. But, hey, enjoy today, right, Pete McMurray, because tomorrow not guaranteed, so...
You got it.
It's crazy too. Like, you know, people that you talk to that are sick, right? They're like, yeah, well, you know, we're not in necessarily a different place than you are. You know, you don't know what's going to happen to you in the next day either. So,
right.
I mean, the guys, you know, I'm sure he wasn't flying on some cheap helicopter, right? I mean, you know, I'm sure that was first class all the way. And, you know, tragedy happens.
We're backed up against the clock, but thank you for coming on. We appreciate
Thanks
it.
Thanks for having me, Pete. All appreciate right. you.
That's yep. Mark okay. Harmon. Again, just to recap, Kobe Bryant died in a helicopter crash in L.A. earlier this morning. It has been confirmed, 41 years old. The more information we get this afternoon, we'll pass it on to you.